For Rick Pitino, success isn't about shortcuts. Pitino's secret, and the reason why he has become one of the most respected coaches in college basketball and one of the most sought-after motivational speakers in the country, is his strategy of overachievement. His 10-step program isn't for quitters or for people looking for the easy road to success, but for those who are serious about the difficult business of making dreams into reality. By aiming higher and working harder than ever before, you can become a winner at anything you set your mind to. And now, success is a choice. 10 steps to overachieving in business and life.
Deserving victory. Winston Churchill's rallying cry for the British people during World War II was simple and succinct. Hoping and praying for victory was fine, but deserving it was what really mattered. What does it mean to deserve victory? According to Churchill, victory comes only to those who work long and hard, who are willing to pay the price in blood, sweat, and tears. Hard work is also the basic building block of every kind of achievement. Without it, everything else is pointless. You can start with a dream or an idea or a goal, but before any of your hopes can be realized, you truly must deserve your success. This may sound old-fashioned in this age of instant gratification, but from the Sistine Chapel to the first transcontinental railroad to today's space shuttle, there's no mystery as to how these things of wonder were created. They were created by people who worked incredibly hard over a long period of time. If you look closely at all great organizations, all great teams, all great people, the one common denominator that runs through them is a second-to-none work ethic. The intense effort to achieve is always there. This is the one given if you want to be successful. When it comes to work ethic, there can be no compromises. Any other promise of achievement is fool's gold. We can see the evidence of fool's gold around us every day. It's the people looking for the quick fix, the easy way to lose weight, the no-pain way to have a better body, the instant way to get rich, the easy, no-assembly-required way to feel better about yourself, as if all you have to do is follow some simple directions and your problems will disappear like frost in the noonday sun. But shortcuts fail. The bottom line? Nothing meaningful or lasting comes without working hard at it, whether it's in your own life or with people you're trying to influence. Take our basketball program at the University of Kentucky. We see ourselves as the hardest working team in America. That is our standard, the yardstick by which we measure ourselves. We try to live up to it every day. Are we the hardest working team in America? Who knows? And who cares? The important thing is we believe it. That's our edge.